Good morning.
Well, first off, let's just say, Joy, that you're a baseball player. Can we imagine that for a second?
Okay,
you're playing a game of baseball. And in a game, there are rules. You know what I'm talking about? There are rules.
Yes, I know where we're going with this now.
What happens when you don't follow the rules?
Well, you get in trouble.
You get in trouble.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. You can't break the rules. So the rules of the television show The Bachelorette is when you have four guys and you have three roses, guess what? One guy gets sent packing. Sorry, Charlie. That's the game. We're giving you this opportunity. But you know what? No, let's go ahead and make our own rules. Now, I don't know how I feel about that, Joy.
Yeah, it's frustrating because they do make their own rules. I think the show has gotten more lenient with that. And so once she started having a hard time choosing, I thought, oh, here we go. We're going to be breaking the rules again. And sure enough, she kept all four guys to go home to meet her parents. So
yeah, we have Tyler. We've got Peter, we've got Luke, and then finally Jed. Out of those four, which one did you like the best as far as her going home to meet his mom and dad?
Honestly, I really loved the hometown date with Peter. Like, I don't know, his family was so sweet, and they were sensitive and kind, and it was a very loving family, and they approved, you know, like, they talked about how Peter wears his heart on his sleeve, and I don't know. I loved his family. I liked Tyler's family, too, as well. I thought they were both really great families. Obviously, Luke Pease was a little bit different. I'm not sure how I feel about that. And then Jed's hometown date was just horrible. I mean, his family was so weird.
Yeah.
His mom, so awkward. And then his sister was kind of rude, too.
Like, I
just felt like that was not... It was not a good hometown date.
To me, it seems like Jed is already married to his music career.
100%. Yeah, she needs to let Jed go because that's his number one priority. And she may fit into that picture, but she'll have to drop everything she has to follow him around for his career. And I just don't think that, I think she's too independent to do that.
Right. I agree with you. I was surprised at Luke's hometown. Where was this the whole season? Where was this? The editors and the producers of the show did not show the fact that Luke goes to a Bible study every Sunday morning down at the cafe. You know what I mean?
And everybody loves him. Like those kids at that Bible study, teenagers, whatever they are, they loved him. Said he was always smiling, and I'm like, wow, this is definitely a different side of Luke. But I'm still not convinced that his heart is always in the right place.
I mean, who are you looking at here as winning this thing, babe?
I personally, after last night, I like Peter the best. But I think it'll be between Peter and Luke.
Babe, I appreciate your in-depth analysis of the second most unrealistic reality show in all of TV, ABC's The Bachelorette. Babe, you have a wonderful day today, and I love you.
You too. I love you too.